Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
My guest on Spectrum this week is Peiting Wang. She is the head of programming and in the planning department at the National Theater here in Taipei. On my visit to Taipei, I'm visiting lots of really nice people. Peiting, thank you very much for coming with us and inviting us to your theater.
It's my pleasure to meet everyone. 大家好.
Yes, 大家好, everybody. For our listeners in New York who are around the U.S., who are not familiar with Taipei, I know they know about many of the historical sites and the temples and the parks, but there's also a very busy, active performing arts activities here in Taipei. Tell us a little bit about the National Theater and the other buildings that you have nearby here in the park.
Actually, in our the plaza, then we have two buildings. So one is the National Theater and the other one is the Concert Hall. So each building, we have two venues. So we have four venues in two buildings. So we do like theater, dance, music, opera, and every kind of music programs that all the possibilities can happen in our theater and concert hall. So the big theater, we have the capacity is like 1,500 seats. But the other one is pretty small. It's like black box. Mm-hmm. So we call it experimental theater. So the capacity is only like 190 seats. But the other buildings we call the concert hall. The big hall is like 2,000 seats. Then the smaller one is like 390 seats. We call a recital hall.
Do you produce the programs here, or are they produced outside and they use your hall?
For our theater and concert hall, we keep like half schedules for our own two programs, a season programs. Then the other half, then we release for the public. So the local agent and artist, then the companies, they can rent our venues to do their own programs.
Do you have a regular season? When does it start? When does it stop?
Our season is from January to December, but we have the orchestra. Then they do like summer and winter, so they have like March to June, then September to December.
This is the home base, this is the headquarters for the orchestra. Do you have other companies that are resident here, just the orchestra?
Yeah, we only have the orchestra, but now we belongs to the National Performing Arts Center, so we are two independents.
And the orchestra goes on tour to other cities?
Yeah, sometimes they go to Taichung and Kaohsiung and some other cities in Taiwan. They also do the international trips.
Now, your theater here is connected with the Kaohsiung Theater and the Taichung Theater. It's like three in the one organization, correct?
Right. From last year, from 2014, then we have three National Performing Arts Center. Then we are the first one is National Theater and Concert Hall. Then the second one is Taichung National Theater. Then the other one is in Kaohsiung, which is may open in 2018. And we have the National Symphony Orchestra. Four of us belongs to the National Performing Arts Center.
I understand the theater in Taichung is just opening very soon, and then Kaohsiung's probably not going to be for a while yet. But this must have taken a long time to plan. Many years ago, somebody said, we need to have performing arts. What's the history?
For the past 29 years, we are the only National Theater and Concert Hall. But it's very happy that we're going to have three. Then we can share the responsibilities because one is in the mid of Taiwan, the other one is in the south. So three of us will work together to share the programs and work together. Maybe we can put more efforts to work with the local companies, then they can do more good productions, then we can share these three cities together.
In many countries, they have one big performing arts center, usually only in the big city.
Right.
But obviously, Taiwan wants to share the culture throughout the country,
right,
which is very nice. We had one of the bands called Boxing, mm-hmm, who came to our studio last year, and they're from the Aboriginal region, the mountains, in the central part of the country. So the artists can come from anywhere,
right,
in Taipei. Even small cities around Taiwan have some kind of an opera house or theater, correct?
Right. So each small each small cities, they have the theater and concert hall as well. Then, like in Taichung, then we also have national orchestra residency in Taichung cities as well.
Tell me a little bit about your background. What did you do when you were a little girl? Where were you born? And tell me about your family and your school.
My background actually is not a performing arts area, so I'm studying English literature. So after my graduations, I worked with the theater 15 years ago. Then we started to put more interest in performing arts. So after I study and work some other areas, then I still fond of the performing arts. So in 2003, I decided to go into the area to contribute myself.
You are a colleague of one of our regular visitors to this program, Michael Liu from Flushing Town Hall.
Okay.
Where did you and Michael meet and work together?
He was our colleague. We do a special project to work with the local Taiwanese emerging musicians. So at that time, like 10 years ago, we worked together. So after that, he became our full-time colleagues, full-time staff. So we worked together. Then he also do some opera projects. So help us very much.
Well, that's good. You said you were English literature major. What's your favorite English author or writer? Who did you study? Who did you like the best?
Well, of course, the classical is like Shakespeare. Otherwise, will be James Joyce.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Or Virginia Woolf. But my study, not very well, to be honest.
I won't ask you any questions about them. What do you like about performing arts? Is it the people? Is it the business, the back end or the front end? What do you like to be? What makes it fun for you?
Well, I like the audiences and the artists, of course. Then, of course, performing arts is very costs us a lot of time, very exhausted. But it's only also very interesting in working with the artists because they have the crazy ideas and very diverse. You can work with them and learn from them. And once the show, every time we are working very hard and to fight together, but when the curtain just raises up, then we say, wow, we are very happy. So everything is worth it. Yeah, everything. We did it, finally. So we were happy at that time. Yeah.
Does the theater invest in any new projects, or do they give scholarship, or do they give grants to any new directors or new theater to develop new projects? Because I know you have the Black Box Experimental Theater. Is that for outside producers mostly, or do you also have something in your organization to help promote new ideas?
Mostly we commission our local artists to do their own productions. So we respect the artists and company to do their programs. Also, we like once per year, we will do like one or two productions by our own. So we produce, we find a topic and we work with our own independent director or international director as well. Right. So like we work with Robert Wilson for two productions. At that time, we work with our local company as well.
Our guest on Spectrum this week on China America Radio is Penting Wang, and we really thank you for being with us. Your title is Head of Programming and Planning.
Right.
That sounds like a pretty big job.
Right.
What do you, I always ask, hate to ask people this, but I have to. What do you really do?
We program our programs every year. So we do like dance, music, and theater, everything. Right. So it's quite busy. Then we also do our own productions. Then if we have time, then we sell our productions to other cities and also to promote our productions internationally.
So you help develop the calendar of events for the year and say this goes here and this goes there.
Right. Then from next month, I'm also in charge of the marketing.
So you weren't busy enough.
So we program our own shows, then we have to sell our own show as well.
And then you have to make phone calls and answer the phone and everybody what's going on. I hope you will include China America Radio in your distribution
list, of course.
For public relations.
Right.
And if you have any of your artists that are performing in Taipei or the other theaters and they come to visit us in New York, make sure they have our phone number and our email so we can promote them.
Yeah, exactly.
And also, if people want more information about the theater or the other events, how can they find it? What is your web address and what's your access?
We have the Facebook and we have the official website, English, Chinese, both. Yeah.
And what is the web address?
So it will be, you can put like www.npac-ntch.org.
All right, and we have that written down, and we'll put it actually on the program so people can read it while they're doing this. Thank you very much, Penting. I appreciate your taking the time to spend with us on China America Radio.
Thank you very much.
Join us every weekend for Spectrum on China America Radio, a weekly public service program featuring news, information, lifestyle experiences, and stories of interest to our listeners in the United States and around the world. If you have suggestions for future topics or guests to be featured on an upcoming Spectrum program, send them to us at programming@chinaamericaradio.com.